Luke chapter 23. This is about the crucifixion of Jesus, the saddest chapter really in the Bible. And the whole crowd of them arose and led Jesus to Pilate. I feel that he's so alone, this big crowd of nasty people, although probably inside them some of them would have really known that they were doing wrong, but they had to keep in with the appearance and keep up their face in front of everybody else. And this is what is the problem with us as human beings. All we like sheep have gone astray. And they began to accuse Jesus, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. So untrue, he had said, 'Render to Caesar that which is Caesar's. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's.'" And they stand up and say, "Ah, he forbade, he stopped giving tribute to Caesar." That's not true. Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus replied and said, "You say it." Then Pilate said to the chief priests and to the people, "I find no fault in this man." In other words, he's crazy. And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all where the Jews live, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that Jesus belonged to Herod's area, he sent him to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, because for a long time he'd wanted to see him, because he'd heard a lot about him, and he hoped to have seen a miracle done by Jesus. Then he questioned Jesus with many words, but Jesus answered him nothing. Now, the self-control of Jesus in his trials now at the end of his life is really quite amazing. It's really quite incredible how self-controlled he was. And that's really a great example to us. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently, angrily accused him. So when you're being falsely accused of what you didn't do, the most natural thing to do is to say, "No, I didn't do that. No, that's not true." But Jesus is so self-controlled. And Herod with his soldiers laughed and mocked at Jesus. So you see, one minute Herod was wanting to see a miracle and pretending to all be serious, and the next minute he's mocking Jesus and dressed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him off to Pilate. So that just shows the sort of person Herod was. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity, they were against each other. So that just shows that often this happens. It repeats in history, in relationships, in families, in friendship groups, at work or at school. Always the same. That when there's a common enemy, when a good man or woman is attacked, you'll find that all the bad people club together against that good person. And I've experienced that, and I believe we all have, that when an innocent person is under attack, then the bad lot will always club together. And Pilate, when he'd called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said to them, "You've brought this man to me as if he's one who's perverting the people. And behold, I've examined him before you, and I find nothing wrong with him concerning those things of which you accuse him, and nor yet Herod, because I sent you to him, and nothing worthy of death is done to him. I will therefore whip him and release him." For he had to release one unto them at the Passover feast. But they cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas," who, because of a riot that had happened in Jerusalem and for murder, had been thrown into prison. So this was their great paradox, that Barabbas means son of the father. But he'd committed murder, and he'd stirred up strife between people. Whereas Jesus was the son of the father, the son of God, who had not murdered anybody and came to bring peace, and they wanted to kill him. So you see there how wrong human beings are and how wrong is human judgment. You often hear it said, "Oh, follow your heart, do what you think's right." Well, no, because this is where the human mind and the human path of reasoning is so wrong. If we're not subjected to God's way and God's word, you will end up doing this evil that they did in choosing Barabbas over Jesus and in getting Jesus crucified. So Pilate, willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them, but they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has he done? I found no reason to kill him. I will therefore whip him and let him go." But they started shouting with very loud voices, demanding that he be crucified, and their voices and the voices of the chief priests prevailed. So he keeps asking them, "Why? Give me a reason." And all they do is shout the same thing louder. And that's what you'll find with so many people, that when they're actually asked to give a reason for their position, all they do is repeat what they've been saying, and louder. Because they really have not got a reason, and they get more and more angry when you ask them and push them for the reason for why they're behaving like they are. So Pilate gave the sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for riot and murder, this is Barabbas, had been thrown into prison. He was the one whom they desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led Jesus away, and poor Jesus must have thought, well, this is it. And as they led Jesus away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, who was just coming out of the countryside. And on him they laid the cross, that he might carry it after Jesus. So when you put the four gospel records together, you find that one of them says Jesus went out from the courthouse carrying his own cross. This one here in Luke says that Jesus carried it, but Simon carried it behind him. And then in Mark it says they carried Jesus to the cross. So it seems that Jesus could not carry his own cross. It was too heavy for him. And so he stumbled and fell, and they said to Simon, "Hey, you, help this man carry his cross." But then he stumbled and maybe lost consciousness for a bit, and they had to carry Jesus, and poor Simon had to carry the whole thing on his own. So we're asked by Jesus to pick up the cross and follow him. But even for Jesus, it was too heavy. And that's a comforting thought. And he knows exactly what he's asking us to do.